Good morning, everybody. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about virtual reality and how that's going to help and affect learning for people with dyslexia. So let's dive into it. Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to look at this new world of virtual reality and how it seems to be affecting learning for dyslexics. Now, this is a very new kind of, I'm not going to say science, but it's a new style of teaching that's only just starting to come out and about that I can see. But I think it's going to ramp up heavily in the next 10 years, and we're going to see it even potentially in schools more and more. As people, you know, as the world has to keep getting busier, so it's harder for people to travel, and schools are getting overloaded. So if they can actually take people on these virtual experiences without leaving the classroom, it's great for all students. But what's really interesting about the dyslexic side of things is I've been watching a few different demos of what's being created. So there's a school called einsteinstudios.io. einsteinstudios.io if you want to have a look at it. Now they run a class teaching, I was going to say Mexican, a class teaching Spanish to kids who are really, really struggling. And they seem to find the dyslexic side of things is a type of thing, you know, we're naturally known for not being great with languages. So what they do is they create a virtual reality experience. So instead of just sitting in a classroom and saying, what is the word for banana? I couldn't tell you, but what is the word for banana or fruit or whatever it is? You know, they can take someone into a virtual reality experience where they're in a fruit shop and they can be looking on the shelves and even reading the names off the shelf and learning with a tutor and kind of inside the virtual reality experience. It's such a cool idea. So, you know, they're actually able to form memories. Because one of the big things about dyslexics is that we're great at forming visual memories with emotion. So it's, but at the same time, we're not great at it if it's just reading it out of a book. But if we can imagine and remember that we were in this world and we were standing next to this little Spanish fruit shop in a Spanish town that they've created, you know, we're more likely to be able to recall that information at the right time. We're able to draw ourselves back to a picture of reality and actually be able to go through it, which is pretty amazing. So I think that's going to be a really interesting world. The second thing I found very interesting is there is a group called Lifter. I want to say it's spelled L-Y. Yes, I have no idea, to be honest. It's a group that does VR learning in London. As you know, this is a very, very scientific podcast, not just stuff that really, really interests me. there was a group in London, and what they were trying to do is take these kids around an experience of different countries. So they showed an example of an Ethiopian sewing factory in an Ethiopian town. And what they did is they added text, kind of like if you were going around a museum and you saw text next to things, they would add it next to pieces of it. So it's kind of like you're going through a virtual museum in a way. And they were not actually, from what I can tell, doing this for just the sake of dyslexia. It was just a really cool experience for kids to go on. But watching a video about it, some of the kids with dyslexia, which they may have found, this kid who actually found out later that he even had dyslexia, found out that he was able to easily read within the virtual reality experience rather than from a book. Now, this comes down a bit to, as we've already heard, is being able to read off paper is actually some of the biggest challenge. So, but him in a VR experience or world, he could read off of this, you know, in this reality kind of world. Maybe it's something to do with the brain seeing it in a different way, the light retraction. They're doing some work on it at the moment because they're not 100% sure. But it seems to have made it easier for him to learn and understand. And I think with the invent now of, you know, we've all seen the boxes of the virtual reality boxes where you can put your phone in to kind of create a virtual reality experience, even if it's not the best of the best, it'll still work. You know, that technology is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we're going to see more applications around learning languages, learning to read for dyslexics, I think, in that VR experience. You know, that turns it into more of a fun and interactive experience or game. So, you know, that's what I wanted to share today. Maybe go and do some research, VR, dyslexia, if you've got kids who need it. Or think about, you know, let your brain run away with how could it work in something you want to learn? How could it work in your organization? How could it just be different? Because I think this is the benefit of our brains is we plant a seed like virtual reality learning for dyslexia, and who knows what you're going to create in your own life. Have an epic rest of your day. Okay, guys, for the first time, I'm going to do an ending to a podcast, who would have thought. And I'm also going to try and put one of the videos in the show notes. So if you're on Apple or any of the other things, if you look in the description, I'm going to put a link to at least one of the videos that I've talked about in this episode around virtual reality learning, so you can continue to have a watch of it and actually see someone experiencing this new technology. I think that would be hugely valuable. If you do like the podcast and you are getting value from it, take a moment to give it a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us be seen more and gets the message out to help more people like yourself get some value from the podcast. Thank you so much for your continued support. I'm going to try and sneak an extra one in if I get a few likes and a few reviews this week. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be moving house, so I know that's going to create a huge amount of fun and exciting stress and probably some experiences that I'm going to love to talk about or just need to vent. So have an epic rest of your week. Enjoy the video in the show notes and have an epic day.